Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, let's go to this story here, because there's another lovely story for Sarah King. She had an itch to scratch a little bit 4 years ago when she decided to return to education a little bit later in life. She's still a young woman, for goodness sake. She's on the line this morning. Sarah King, good morning to you.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Very well. And congratulations to you, because you are doing something very special tomorrow. Tell us what you'll be at.
I'll be graduating in Tala University Hospital, general degree in nursing.
Along with 64 other now nurses coming
out.
That's
correct, yeah.
Well, congratulations and thank you, because this is the wonderful service that we all need in this country. It's your second career, Sarah.
It is, yeah. Bit of a turnabout 4 years ago. So when I left school originally, I did law, actually. And that led me on to doing the accountancy exams. Bit of a long story there. So I did law, left college, yeah, and happened to fall in love and buy a house and
lovely,
had to start earning. So started temping and kind of fell into accounts that way. Enjoyed it, I have to say, and then started to do the ACCA exams and realised when I was pregnant with my second little girl, I have three, that my heart just wasn't in it. So that was
really?
The time to leave.
Going through the slog of accounting exams and everything,
yeah,
what would have possibly put you off? And how did you know your heart was in nursing?
So I suppose when you mentioned there the itch that was scratched, it's always been in the back of my mind. My mother's side of the family are heavily involved in healthcare. We've a couple of doctors, dentists, nurses. So I'd say it's in the blood, maybe. I was always attracted to nursing. You know, I'm much better caring for people than caring for accounts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was something that always interested in me. But when I was a young girl, I suppose leaving school, just didn't have the confidence to maybe go for it at that stage.
Isn't that amazing? You look back now at your younger self and go, what was missing?
Yeah.
The courage.
Give her a hug.
Yeah, give her a hug.
Yeah.
But you did it. You did it. And that's the today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a very, very special day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long 4 years, but I can't really believe I'm at the end of the road now. So,
you'll be thinking of your Auntie Mary.
Yeah, yeah. My Auntie Mary passed away a few years ago, and she very kindly left my mum some money after her death. And it was actually at her funeral that I mentioned to my mum that I was thinking of going back to college at the time, and I was just wondering about logistics and finance. And she said, oh, I think Mary might be able to help you out there.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me a little bit of money that got me going in the first year. And yeah, I kind of credit Mary and my mum for that, for taking the leap.
It was really important, isn't it? Because going back to education when you've already done an earlier degree, it gets very expensive.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, I think the total figure is 32,000 for this degree.
Wow.
In Ireland, if you have a degree already, you don't qualify for free fees, so you have to fund it yourself.
32,000 for a 4-year nursing degree. I mean, it's prohibitively expensive for too many people.
It's a roadblock for a lot of people. So I feel very fortunate that I was able to do it with the support of my husband and my parents and myself. I worked as a carer in a private hospital in Glasnevin. So I did nights and slotted in weekends around placements and my three children. So that's how it happened. But I definitely appreciate that it was kind of monumental, you know.
You're skirting over the how it happened, mother of three, you know, working the weekends and doing your degree in between.
Yeah.
An extraordinary effort.
When I look back, I suppose I exhale greatly. When you're in the midst of it, you just have to keep going, don't you?
Yeah.
But looking back, I do, you know, give myself and my husband and everybody involved a pat on the back, because it was not easy. And my girls, they were fantastic. They had to deal with a lot of the sacrifices and logistical issues. So no complaints from any of them.
What are the kids' names? And
so Lara is 11, Isla is 8, and Heidi is 6. So I have three girls.
Lovely names.
Thanks very much.
That's an exciting house for Christmas.
It is, yeah. Very excited. Yeah, very excited girls. Looking forward to Santa coming, all right.
When you're in your classes as a nurse, are there a couple of other mature students like yourself, or what is the atmosphere like?
There are, yeah. There's a good few of us. Susie and Heather, I'll have to give a shout out to two great women as well. Yeah, there's a few girls in their 40s, and then kind of peters down from that to the youngest ones in their 20s, who are also fantastic. Fantastic women. And the boys, don't forget the boys. So it's a good mixed bag, yeah.
And a great crack, because it is like a family of people with all those different age groups, whereas college we're used to just all being the same age as each other.
Exactly, and they didn't have it easy. Well, I suppose I'll include myself there. We were the first year to kind of start in COVID, so it was 2020 when we all got accepted into Trinity, so we started online, and you know, I suppose at my age, I could adapt to that easily enough, but you know, the girls and boys who were 18, 19, starting off in college, online,
rite of passage, is all disrupted.
Yeah,
so you graduated from law to the banking collapse, and then you started nursing in the pandemic.
I did, yeah, don't do things by half.
You love a little bit of pressure. I understand you've an interest now in palliative nursing, is that right?
I do, yeah. I feel myself quite drawn to it. I've just developed a huge respect for the work that the nurses involved in palliative care do for the patients in the hospital, and indeed their families. I've learned that a dignified death is just really one of the most important things that we can give people, and if I can be part of that for the person and for their family, it does give me a sense of fulfillment that I suppose I've never experienced before in my life.
You have the true calling, we can tell.
I think I do. Yeah. I think I do.
You do. No, yeah. We need people like you, and it's a relief that you switched, despite the difficulty of it and the expense of it all. Yourself and 64 other nurses, will they all stay in the country?
So again, a bit of a mixed bag. I think the younger ones are, you know, going to do their 6 to 12 months with Tally University Hospital, who have been very, very good to us, get a bit of experience, and there's talk of Australia, Dubai, Canada, but hopefully they'll come back to us in a year or two. I myself, I'll be here for the long haul. I think I won't be going anywhere.
It's just because you've got your family here, and this is your calling. So it's Tally University Hospital in partnership with Trinity College Dublin.
That's it.
And you graduate from both. You've had the Trinity end, have you?
Yeah, we had 2 weeks ago now. I think it was a lovely day. We got a dry day, which is rare in this country. Dry and no wind. So yeah, we got lovely pictures. Yeah, and had a nice meal afterwards. So Trinity graduation is spectacular. Really, it was lovely.
And another party tomorrow.
With
a year and a half placement, the degree, the expense, would you recommend it to people?
So what I'd recommend is going for it and doing something you love. I am a different person now to the person that I was a couple of years ago. I'm really happy. The home is happy. I feel fulfilled. I'm so grateful that I was able to do this. And I just leave work on the mad days as well with a sense of satisfaction that I've just never experienced before. So I couldn't imagine now living my life not having experienced what I've experienced and doing what I'm doing. So I would definitely say to anybody, I know the finance and logistics are monumental, but I just go for it if you can do it. Absolutely, yeah.
And now that the professional life stretches out before you, it'll be shift work with the children.
That's it. Yeah, you nights and days and the whole nine yards. Yeah,
it's flexible, even though it's difficult.
It is, and that's something I suppose that isn't advertised enough. Really, with nursing is the shift work when you have a young family. Or you don't. It's you can work around it. So my managers on my ward are fantastic. They'll accommodate, you know, requests here and there that you mightn't be able to accommodate on the normal 9 to 5. We work a week a night, so that's 7 nights in a row, and then you'll have the week off afterwards. So that can be advantageous if you're trying to plan a holiday, you know.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Enjoy tomorrow.
Thanks
and,
very much. Oliver.
Nurse Sarah King, can we call you?
Thank
that?
You.
Congratulations. And
you
happy
can,
Christmas
yeah.
to you and your family.
And to you, Oliver. Thanks.